President Biden is sending officials to Mexico and Guatemala to try to stem the tide of migrants coming to the U.S. southern border. Crossings there are reaching a level not seen in two decades, and new images from inside of a Texas shelter where migrant children and families are being kept show cramped makeshift conditions. And on NBC yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas insisted the Biden administration has the situation under control.
Our message has been straightforward and simple. And it's true. The border is closed. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults. And we've made a decision that we will not expel young, vulnerable children.
To get more perspective on this, we're joined now by Andrea Rudnick. She's co-founder of Team Brownsville, a volunteer group which helps migrants on both sides of the border. And Andrea, the Biden administration doesn't want to call this a crisis. But what is it for your organization? How many people are actually coming to Brownsville each day?
Currently, we are seeing about 100 young families and children coming to our bus station area being released by CBP on a daily basis. This is in addition to people that are crossing back into the United States. They had been returned to Mexico with a program called Migrant Protection Protocol. So both populations are now streaming into our bus station.
What are their needs? And yeah, what are some of their needs and what happens to them?
Well, their needs are very basic. They need things like clothing, diapers, food, blankets, pillows, things that will allow them to travel to their families in the United States. They are COVID tested at our bus station. They get bus tickets. They get their families pay for bus tickets or airline tickets as well as hotel reservations if they need that. We also have shelter arrangements for those that cannot afford to pay for a hotel. So their needs are many and just as varied as the many different types of people that we receive.
Absolutely. We heard earlier that officials are going to Mexico and Guatemala to try to stem the tide of migrants coming to the U.S. southern border. What can be done from your view to stem the tide of people? Why are they telling you they're coming in such huge numbers?
Well, people are fleeing for a number of different reasons. Some tell us they're fleeing because of hurricanes and other weather situations that have affected their communities where their whole homes and livelihoods have been wiped out. Others tell us because of political unrest, because of gang violence, because of police abuses. Stories vary from person to person and country to country.
Yeah. Are they learning about the politics that are happening over here? Do they know about some of the Biden administration's attempts to stem them crossing over to this side of the country?
I think that some people do know about that, and they are feeling like they need to get to the border as quickly as possible. They're unsure about what's going to happen if they are told that they cannot apply for asylum at the border, that they must apply in their home countries. And so I think there's some urgency to their travel to the border to apply for asylum.
And what is the situation on the other side of the border in Mexico, where your organization also helps people?
Well, currently, it's getting to be a very desperate situation. There are people that are coming to the border expecting to be able to cross and apply for asylum, only to be told that because of a law called, which is a very old law called Title 42, that was reinstated about a year ago, they're not able to cross the bridge and legally present themselves for asylum. They have to go back into Mexico and wait until that law is lifted. So people are on the streets. People are sleeping on the streets, on the sidewalk. Some people are going to shelters. It's getting to be a very desperate situation in the border communities.
Well, Andrea, I appreciate you sharing a bit of what your organization does and the realities down there at the southern border. Andrea Rutnick is co-founder of Team Brownsville, a volunteer group which helps migrants on both sides of the border. Thank you.
Thank you so much.